John Rood with that European Union update. We want to stay on top of what's happening politically there in the European Union because it is setting, of course, the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. Well, another man that looks often at Europe, and in particular Rome, Italy, keeps an eye on what's going on, what the Pope's doing, and his strategy in these seemingly the last days is Mike Gendron. Mike has an organization called Proclaiming the Gospel, and that is at the location on the internet, proclaimingthegospel.org. I would suggest you go there. Mike, it's great to have you along. And by the way, just before we get underway with the conversation, I want to focus on the Pope and prophecy. And in fact, you have a brand new DVD, Prophecy and the Pope. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct, because as you know, Jimmy, this Pope has been pushing the ecumenical agenda fast forward. He's really trying to create a global religion. And now we see that he's using his influence throughout the world to demand a global government, a governing body that will rule over sovereign nations. And so I cover all of this in my DVD entitled Prophecy on the Pope.
How could people get a copy of that if they would like to?
Yeah, they can go to our website and click on store and go down to video messages, and they will see that the message Prophecy on the Pope is coupled with another message, Prophecy Surrounding the Rapture. So they get both of them for a reduced price today of 20% off.
Well, that's great. Thank you so very much. And I hope our listeners will take advantage of this reduced price, 20% discount. And that place to go is proclaimingthegospel.org. Now, that leads us in then to what I want to have a conversation with you about, Mike. And let me just begin it this way. I don't think I've ever asked you this question. I understand the mission of your ministry is to go proclaim the gospel, especially to the international community of Catholics. Many people, and I watch them on the news talking about their religion, which is Catholicism, they believe that they are involved in a true religion. Many people talk that way. They don't understand it. When you refer to a Christian in the Middle East, most of the time you're talking about the Catholic community there. So why then, if everybody thinks it's an okay religion, are you working to try to win as many Catholics to Jesus Christ? Now, we don't want to take the rest. The whole conversation could be taken up in that. But why do you believe Catholics need to know the true gospel?
Well, Jimmy, that's a great question. As a Roman Catholic for 35 years, I was told and taught that the Roman Catholic Church is the one true church founded by Jesus Christ. But what they did not tell me, and what Catholics need to know today, is that beginning in the 4th century, the Catholic Church started departing from the faith of the apostles into apostasy. Rather than submit to the supreme authority of God's word, they started bringing in pagan traditions. And so the Catholic Church is an apostate religion today, and Roman Catholics need to be rescued because they're embracing a false and fatal gospel. They need to know the true gospel, that Jesus Christ is the all-sufficient Savior, and that you must come to Him with empty hands of faith.
Yes, that is a key component of the ministry of Mike Gendron, Proclaiming the Gospel, and proclaimingthegospel.org. I want you to go there and find out what you can. Well, in light of that statement, and I would imagine it's on your new DVD, Prophecy and the Pope. Haven't seen it yet. Looking forward to doing that. But Pope Francis seems to be accelerating the Vatican strategy to unite all religions, does he not?
Well, that's true. You can see week by week and month by month, he's building bridges into all the religions of the world, primarily the Muslims. And we have talked in the past about how Islam and Catholicism will converge, probably through a catalyst, the apparitions of Mary, since both Catholics and Muslims esteem her as the most revered woman who has ever lived. We know that lying signs and wonders will unite the world into a global religion, and I believe the apparitions of Mary will be that catalyst.
Well, the ultimate goal then is to convert the world to Catholicism, and that would be all under Pope Francis today, unless he dies before then, the next pope that comes along. A pretty interesting strategy.
Yes, it is, and now we see that he is demanding, not recommending, but demanding a new governing body to rule over sovereign nations. And Jimmy, I know that many of your listeners have studied Bible prophecy, and the proposed global government is a precursor to the day that kings will hand over their power and authority to the beast that we know as the Antichrist. And this is what the Pope is seeking to do today. He's asking sovereign nations to give their power and sovereignty to a global authority such that there will be no more sovereign nations, and a global government will actually dictate whether or not we can have power within our nation. Primarily, the Pope is looking for climate change and for the common good of the people. And Jimmy actually looked up what the Catholic Church defines as the common good. According to the Catholic Church, the common good is defined as the complete development of all the people of the world. In fact, it was Pope John the 23rd who described it as the sum total of conditions whereby persons are enabled more fully to achieve their own perfection. So from an outside source, this looks like a good cause for the common good of the people. But this is how the Pope is trying to push forward this global government for climate change. Actually, he also talked about immigration as well, that sovereign nations should welcome migrants into their country because migrants are good for the growth of a country. And I would like to ask the Pope, since the Vatican City is a sovereign nation in itself, why doesn't the Pope invite migrants into the Vatican City?
Hmm.
And the Pope is also asking that nations no longer have walls, that they would open their borders. Well, again, I would ask the Pope, since the Vatican City is surrounded by a 30-foot wall, why doesn't he lead by example and tear down his wall, and then the rest of the world will do the same? But he doesn't do this.
That's a great idea. I've never thought about that before. That's interesting, Mike. Well, we will have a discussion on climate change and also immigration at another time. But there is something that many really true born-again Bible-believing Christians have joined with Catholicism, with the Pope, in fighting. That's abortion. And that's an absolute, and I'm glad for their stand on abortion. But are we compromising if we join with them? I've been involved in the pro-life movement for over 30 years, and I know a lot of Catholics are involved in that. What are your thoughts there?
Yes, in fact, I also have gone out to abortion mills, and I have protested, I have prayed, I have proclaimed the gospel, not only to the women coming in, but also to the many Roman Catholics who were protesting outside abortion clinics with their rosaries and their statues of Mary. And we can never join hands with unbelievers because Roman Catholics submit to a different spiritual father, and we see that in John chapter 8, Jesus called the Pharisees, the apostate Jews, children of the devil. And so until you come to faith in Jesus Christ, then the spiritual father will not be the Holy Father in heaven. And so we need to evangelize Roman Catholics. They are standing firm against the abortion movement. But I think there is a hidden agenda there as well, Jimmy. The Roman Catholic strategy is to dominate the world through population growth. And so they're against abortion for the reason that they want more and more Catholics to be born into the world. Many people don't realize that when Catholic families have babies, that they're immediately baptized into the Roman Catholic Church.
Mm.
And this is also similar to Islam. They grow their religion through birth.
Yeah, very interesting thoughts there as well, Mike. And I see what your strategy is. Go join with them only for the opportunity to have them gathered in one place and give them the true gospel of Jesus Christ. All of this that we're talking about seems to be leading to the book of Revelation, chapter 17, a one world church, chapter 18, a one world government. Am I pretty on target from your perspective?
Well, you're right. In fact, any student of Bible prophecy knows there will be a false prophet and a world ruler who will usher in a time of peace and prosperity on the earth. It was the Apostle John who described the ruler as having power and great authority that is given to him by Satan. We see that in Revelation 13:2. So ultimately, he will receive worship from people all over the world and have authority over every tribe, every people, every language, and every nation. And so, again, what we see the Pope doing in this announcement last week, calling for a global government, is a precursor to what we see in Revelation. We also see in Daniel. Daniel prophesied a revived Roman Empire. In fact, in Daniel 7, verses 20 to 24, he talks about the fourth beast that will be a fourth kingdom on the earth, and this will be different from any other kingdom, and it will devour the whole earth and tread it down and crush it. So this global government, the revived Roman Empire, will ultimately take over the world, and that will be where the Antichrist will rule from.
Great information from Mike Gendron. He has an organization entitled Proclaiming the Gospel. Their address on the internet, proclaimingthegospel.org. And it tells you much about a ministry of winning Catholics, a great mission field, winning Catholics to Jesus Christ, and the Pope's strategy to unite the world under a false religiosity. Great information, I'm sure, will be found on the DVD that Mike has offered to all of our listeners, Prophecy and the Pope. Go to that website, proclaimingthegospel.org. You can then go to the bookstore and pick up that particular DVD. Hey, Mike, thanks for all the great information. Thanks for your ministry. Stay at the task, buddy. Stay on the wall. And we'll be praying for you. Looking forward to another conversation real soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good to be with you.